Hello, everyone, and welcome to your Food for Thought this week. I'm Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Extension Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. And today, I'm going to be talking about how you can eat some yummy, healthy foods and have fun moving your bodies. We're going to call it eating smart and moving more. Have you ever thought about some of the scientific discoveries or inventions that you might have learned about years ago in school? Just think about a couple of those. It's okay if you don't know the scientist or specific inventor. The main idea that we want to talk about is when a new scientific discovery occurs, it can change our lives for the better. Sometimes we can even change the way we live. For example, instead of using candles to light our home, now we have electricity. I'm sure that you can think of other examples. Most of us, like myself, grew up with the old food guide pyramid. Well, now we are using the new MyPlate. It's been around for a couple of years. I'm sure your kids have seen it. They have posters of it probably in their school cafeteria. The MyPlate uses the shape of a plate and different colors to teach us about the new discoveries that scientists have made about eating healthy food. We want to look at this MyPlate and look at not only just the different colors, but each of those colors represents a food group. The food groups haven't really changed too much. We still have the grains group, fruits, vegetables, the dairy category, and instead of it being meat and beans, it's now just called protein. There are lots of food in each of the food groups, but some are healthier than others. Some foods have added fats and sugars, and those we need to actually eat less of and focus more on the foods in their natural form. So we often compare foods to a stoplight. You know, we'll ask the kids, what color is the light at the bottom of the stoplight? Well, it's green, and that means that we're free to go. So we call these foods go foods. The foods that are in the middle category in the yellow stoplight are our slow foods, because we slow down for the yellow stoplight, and so we need to slow down when we're eating some of those foods. And then we have the foods that are kind of in that red stoplight category. These are called our whoa foods, because we need to stop, and we need to eat these very less often, and maybe just in moderation or not at all. I'm sure that you can think of some. When I talk about our go, slow, and whoa foods, I usually just refer to you have an apple, you have an apple sauce, and you have an apple pie. Most people can see that further you go up that stoplight with those three examples, that there's going to be higher fat, higher sugar in those foods. But it's still an apple. It still belongs in the fruit category. But you can see how you need to eat an apple pie more in moderation than you would applesauce or even an apple. Nutrition is just as important as physical activity. So we don't want to just focus on the food, okay? You might be really great eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, but you might not be getting the amount of physical activity that you need. And we need to move our bodies every day. Kids are supposed to get 60 minutes of physical activity every day. Adults only have to get 30 minutes of physical activity 5 days a week. We recommend the other two be utilized with strength training, you know, light weights or some resistance bands or different things like that. Overall, the message of the MyPlate is that we need to eat foods from all of these different food groups, get all of the different colors. We often tell people to eat a rainbow because these different colored foods give us different vitamins and give us different minerals. Some have more fiber than others. Some have more protein or calcium. There's so many different benefits to a wide variety of colors. So when you're sitting down and you're thinking about what you're going to eat over the next couple of days this week, look at your plate and think about it. Is it very colorful? Or are you mainly focused on the protein? We often think about what we're going to have for dinner and we mainly focus on the meat. I want you to change that way of thinking and focus on the fruits and vegetables because your fruits and vegetables are supposed to be half of your plate. So they should be the star of this show. So focus on that and don't forget while you're doing some of your meal planning to make sure that you are moving your body and getting your physical activity this week. This has been your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in.